أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن ولي الله الذي نزل الكتاب وهو يتولى الصالحين والذين تدعون من دونه لا يستطيعون نصركم ولا أنفسهم ينصرون وإن تدعوهم إلى الهدى لا يسمعوا وتراهم ينظرون إليك وهم لا يبصرون. Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss number 196 to 198 of Surah Al-A'raf. The discussion in the previous verses are those who beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the initial stages when they do not have, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants, or when they distressed, Allah ta'ala removes them from the distress. Then thereafter they go to shirk and they ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the ayats in between, Allah says, Inna waliyya Allahu alladhi nazzala al-kitab. This actually continues from the previous verse. Qul id'u shuraka'akum thumma kiduni fala tunzirun. That call your associates, call all those gods that you associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever way, whatever form they may be, whether they are animate, inanimate, humans or otherwise, and plot and scheme against me, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not give me any respite. Allah ta'ala is speaking here. Then Allah ta'ala says, Inna waliyyi Allahu alladhi nazzala al-kitab. Say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my wali, my protector, my guardian is Allah. Who is this Allah? Alladhi nazzala al-kitab. That Allah that has revealed the kitab. That Allah that has sent this kitab to me, to my ummah. And from our perspective, that Allah that has sent guidance upon all of us. It was Allah Ta'ala's kindness, it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's compassion upon us, that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam on this earth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it clear that this hidayat will come down, this guidance from Allah will come down. And whoever follows this guidance, they'll go back to that jannat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has promised us. So that kindness and compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being demonstrated. Another aspect with regards to this is that some of the commentators have expressed that it was because of this Quran that there was this difficulty that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was experiencing against the Quraysh, and hence he was inviting towards Allah via this Quran, and they did not want to accept Allah, nor did they want to accept the Quran. So Allah Ta'ala makes it clear that my wali is Allah, my protector is Allah, my guardian is Allah, who sent out this kitab. وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supporter of the salihin. Who are the salihin? The very prominent salihin, the greatest of all salihin. Number one, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Number two, thereafter those that followed the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam in the times of the Nabis, and then we will find in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and in general, those that practice upon the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is inclusive of all those that acknowledge the Quran, acknowledge the wahi of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the revelation of Allah. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns back to those that worship anything besides Allah. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ تَدَعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ. And those whom you call besides Allah Rabbul Izzat, in other words, the associates, the partners of Allah, لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ نَصْرَكُمْ. They do not have the ability to assist you. وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنصُرُونَ. And nor can they save, and nor can they assist their own selves. وَإِن تَدُعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى لَا يَسْمَعُوا. And if you call them towards guidance, they will not listen to you. In other words, they have got no part in their lives in which they want to follow Allah Rabbul Izzat. They want to be these idols that you have. They want to be subservient or obedient to Allah Ta'ala. وَتَرَاهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ وَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And then you will see them gazing at you, but they see nothing. Whilst they may be casting that face that you have made towards you, but they see absolutely nothing. They do not see the needs that you have. They do not see your predicaments. They do not see the depressions you are in. They do not see the challenges that you are in. But look at Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows some of our difficulties that we do not know. Allah ta'ala knows some of the setbacks that we are going to have in life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from all of that. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything else besides Allah is makhluk. Everything else besides Allah is the creation. It is shay, it is just a thing. And let us turn our hearts towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.